Hi, welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. As always, start with a deep breath in. Allow your breath to anchor you to the moment. Check in with your body. What's moving in your body? We always say this thing about, you know, anchor yourself to the moment. Bring yourself to the moment. Be in the moment. What does that mean? And how could I map this onto your life? But this week I've been asking myself, how could I be just giving lip service to the idea of being in the moment? There's a whole business around mindfulness and yoga and meditation and relaxation and being here right now. And just like any great teaching, we can take that just with the words that we hear. Yeah, be in the moment, relax, be here. Relaxing and being in the moment don't feel synonymous to me. Relaxing feels like a passive state, or maybe I could even sleep. And they don't not feel synonymous to me. But why do we talk about this? This being in the moment, this being here. What is the point and the purpose of it? And how do you get to that? And why? What, I mean, do you even want to do that? You know, I think the great gift that coronavirus, COVID, has given to the world. Somebody said this to me very clearly. They said, you know, Micaeus, I think that, you know, like the whole quarantine and the corona just really made us slow down and have to deal with our problems. And I thought that was very astute. I think that is one way of putting it. Slowing down to see what's there. Slowing down to see what's living underneath. Like living underneath the car. Like, is there brush? You know, are there things that are stuck underneath there that your car may not be operating as well as it could? Yeah, so I'm referring to, like, you know, old baggage. Like, not forgiving somebody. Not saying something you want to say to somebody, etc. And I'm reminded that I can live my life feeling like I need to get, whether it's get people, get the attention of a person, you know, get the money, the paycheck, the education, the right and perfect thing, get the perfect experience, get the sex, get the food, get the whatever it is in order to feel good. If good things are happening, then I feel good. If bad things are happening, then I feel bad. I went on this 11-day retreat, meditation retreat, and something that they continuously said was anicca, anicca, anicca. And it was this really overweight Indian man who would say it and like elongate it, like anicca. It was kind of comical. But the point and the premise behind anicca is to realize that everything comes and goes. Everything passes. We have so many expressions for this. This too shall pass. I love the Buddhist point of view around dealing with the mind and the emotions and the body, because it's just like, take a look at nature. see what happens. There are cycles in nature of birth and life and death and re-death and aging and... Yeah? And so anicca is the idea or the principle that everything is changing. And so let's borrow from Buddhism that says when we want something and we attach all of our ideas onto the thing, like this is good or this is bad or no, I don't like this, now this is not okay, that person is not behaving okay, we create a world of suffering for ourselves because we're not able to just be here with what is. Anicca. Anicca is the ability to meet life on life's terms. To, when the thing comes up that you would normally paint with all of your past thoughts and ideas, that instead of doing that, you just allow it to be here. It can go from little to small. It could be, I just hit my toe on the nightstand. Ah, I'm in so much pain. This fucking nightstand, why is it there? Oh my God. You know, and you could just be like, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing pain. What is here right now? Right now? Right now? In this moment, this feeling, what is this feeling? If you are able to get your mind to only be with the feelings of the experience without attaching all of the stories of how the nightstand shouldn't be there, or, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that for the 12th time. That is the part of suffering. It's never the things that are done, that are said, etc. It is everything you attach to it. So, being in the moment is a philosophy of freedom. I believe our birthright is to be free. I believe that we have to speak candidly, that we have to share our truths, that we have to say the things that come up that we feel, because those are our natural impulses. That is the moment. That is the moment. Be here with the moment. Allow yourself to experience not from the lens of what happened before. There's, in the Course of Miracles, it is said, everything that I see before me is unreal because I have made a story about everything. So one of the practices is to close your eyes, take a deep breath, open your eyes, look at everything that you see before you. Maybe start with, you know, individual objects. So first, open your eyes. What do you see? I see a table. I see a chair. And to just really get with the idea, my mind has painted images. My mind has made an idea of this table, of the feeling of this table, of this even being a table, or perhaps a glass. My mind makes a story of how the glass feels, how it feels as it comes to my lips from past experiences. This can be as basic as perception of objects and as deep as when a person says something like this, I don't like it, so I don't like them. I want them out of my life. Yeah, but life is meant to be a living, breathing thing. And if we stop there and formulate the thoughts and the opinions and the stories and we know what it is and that's just it, chances are you're losing out on a lot of learning, a lot of growth, because you have already decided how something would go. Maybe it's with a relationship. Yeah, that person, because they do this particular thing, they're going to be like my ex. Wow. So maybe this week you just notice the way your mind paints stories. Maybe this week you consider the way that each of us, all of us, do this. This is human nature, per se, or conditioned human nature. The way you follow things and want to get highs from them. This will feel good. This is bad. This is good. This is bad. If you're able to just sit, wow, this is the point of meditation. Sitting and breathing and just saying, this is what is. And take a few deep breaths. Right now, in this moment, I feel on my skin air. I see a sky. I hear birds. I don't need anything else besides this to happen. This is what is. If you're living in the thought bubble, you're losing out on your life of now. Do not get to the 80, 70, 90, I don't know how long you plan on living, year mark, and think, where the fuck was I the whole time? Chances are, if you're anything like the rest of us, you were in your mind 90% of the time. And once in a while, you looked up and you saw the sky and thought, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I could be moved to tears. Or you touched a new lover's skin and thought, oh my God, this, I'm here in the moment. No painting of stories, ideas, judgments, just there. That is flow. That is life. That is connection to life, to source, to the divine, to whatever you want to call it. That is where great artists create from. From flow. That is where inspiration comes from. Allow yourself to be inspired, to be moved, to be present in life, in this here, now moment. It is your gift. It is your birthright. It is the only reason you are on this trippy little planet. To experience with pleasure and joy and humor and awkwardness and all of it. Your thoughts do very little for you. They just clog shit up. So shake it out. Ooh, you might even shake your body when you feel real serious. Just be with those birds. Be with the air. Be with the feelings. Anicca. Nothing is right. Nothing is wrong. Just be here. I love you. I am grateful for you. Namaste. Many blessings. Please like, subscribe, share this podcast. See you later.